The bill prohibits coverage of abortions through plans sold through healthcare exchanges. Susan Armacost with Wisconsin Right to Life says it'll be needed to protect taxpayers once Obamacare healthcare exchanges are implemented.
What people want to do beyond the healthcare exchanges, if they wish to have abortion coverage, they'll have to pay for it themselves. In the abortion exchanges, you and I, the taxpayer, are subsidizing that. And that's what this bill is about, is to protect the taxpayers from subsidizing abortions.
But Nicole Safer with Planned Parenthood says state and federal law already specifically prohibits nearly all taxpayer-paid abortions.
This particular law or bill, which I would assume eventually will become law, is not going to have any impact on taxpayer funds. This is kind of a misnomer that has been stated by opponents to abortion for a long time in Wisconsin and nationwide. There are no gray areas here.
What the bill will really do, says Safer, will be to take away abortions provided by private health care plans that people pay for with their own money. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.